Blog Talk Radio.
The life-changing seeds of thoughts and motivational seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Welcome to my guests who are online. And today, our topic continues, if you were rich, what would you do? And the second part is how to maintain a rich attitude and keep it. Last week we discussed this very topic and identified as to the source of our richness. This week we're asking the question, how to maintain a rich attitude and keep it. You are as rich as you perceive yourself to be. So if you were rich, what would you do with your riches? And how would you maintain these riches? Your thinking will ensure your riches and help you to maintain it via your prosperous thinking. You will be able to expand in consciousness the divine ideas that flow through you, and it will guide and direct you to attain more and more wealth. So in answer to these questions, as we're saying it, how to be rich, and if you were rich, what would you do? How would you maintain a rich attitude and keep it? So as we continue part two of this series, you will understand what your riches are, how to maintain it, and how to have a rich attitude. So when divine ideas flow through you, it is your richness. Because via your thinking, these ideas will come up as prosperous ideas. Understanding that within you, you become the inlet and the outlet, meaning the inlet to receive your richness or riches and the outlet to allow it to flow into your universe and maintain your richness. Now, when we speak about being rich, we're speaking not only of the material richness that all of us would love to have. Definitely. We all want the good cars, the good homes, you know, the furs, everything that goes with it. And nothing is wrong with that. Some of us, we're afraid to think rich. And we know of that author who wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, in thinking and growing rich, it simply means to spiritualize our consciousness and allow ourselves, as my phrase that I love to use, is to daydream. Dream. Take 5 minutes a day and think of this wonderful lifestyle that you would love to live. You see, as you think and grow rich, it means that your thoughts are changing. That Your fears are diminishing. That you become the focus and the center of everything that you are about to do. You become a person who is rich in thoughts, and your consciousness will expand to accommodate that type of richness. So I'll say it again. As you think and grow rich, your thoughts will become, I will say, the magnitude or the thing that will allow you to expand in your universe. For every thought that you plant into the soil of your consciousness will bring back to you its fruit. Now, we know that we can't plant limes and get apples. So it is with your thinking. I would like you to bear in mind that our slogan is think what to think. So as you think what to think, again, you become the magnitude of your own thought. Now, what it means by becoming the magnitude of my own thought? You become the greatness of your own thought, because only you can identify with each thought that you think. For each thought that you think grows within your thinking pattern. You become a person who have a pattern, a way of thinking. So that way of thinking relates to your way of receiving. For what you think, you are. Whatever you think, you become this very thing that you're thinking. So as you think and grow rich, you're becoming this magnitude. You are developing a power within your own being. And this power leads you to your richness. Again, we are not speaking only about material riches. For every thought that is planted in the seed, as a seed in our consciousness, becomes our richness. Now, I want to stop just for a moment again and explain to you what it means to be called an inlet. Now, assuming in a day you have 10 negative friends and 3 positive friends, and between the 13, the 10 calls you more often, would it be that you're an inlet for positivity or for negativity? Definitely, it will be negativity. Because those 10 friends who are calling you pretty often, that's where, you know, it's like your, what you call it, like you have that outlet in your wall, and when you plug in your phone or your radio, the current flows, and then you can access your phone, or the battery that was dead begins to charge. This is a more practical way for me to explain it to you. So you become that inlet or outlet. But if that outlet on your wall is not functioning, then the battery in your phone will be dead, and you will have no access to your phone. Well, so it is with you. You become the inlet for negation. So when this negation flows into your consciousness, whatever it is that you desire in your world becomes stagnant. And you're saying to yourself, what is happening to my life? Nothing is going right. Things are not going the way that it should. This is going wrong and that is going wrong. Why? Because you've allowed yourself to become an inlet for negation. Now, outlet. In so doing, whatever you incorporate, that also you will give out. So, five persons are calling you in a day or 20 in a day, and all you can sing about is what is going wrong. All you can talk about is what used to be and what is not right now. So inlet and outlet is very important for each and every one of us. We have to open ourselves as a reservoir to the eternal good that is God. We have to open up ourselves to the universe to receive the riches that we so want to have. You know, the hardest thing for mankind is to choose the type of friends that they associate themselves with. That's the hardest thing. We tend to say, oh, we're sorry for this person. But in the meantime, we're taking their burdens, we're taking their negative experiences, and have no doubt about it. If you listen to the garbage, you become the garbage yourself. It's like, show me your company, and I'll tell you who you are. Do not tell me that you're in company with a SOB, but you're not like that. Of course you are. Definitely you are. Now, the other part of it, those of us who are afraid, there are some people who are afraid to have positive people around them, and they become what? Fearful of them. They become, oh, I think she's a show-off. Oh, she's too brassy. Oh, she's too down to earth. Oh, I don't like her. You don't like her, and it's not her that you don't like. What you don't like or what you cannot accommodate is the positive attitude, because you're nowhere near that. So you tend to back away and find faults with that person. Now, we understand the term when it says light attracts light. And those of like consciousness will be able to stay in the company of those who are positive. Have you ever had the experience where you had a friend, and then suddenly there was no quarrel, there was no issue, but that person just faded out of your life? Well, it's one of two things. Either that you have changed consciousness and you have grown much above that person, so they just fade away. You know, we're not to be concerned or worried when friends or associates or people in general leave, because people are only leaving according to their own consciousness. It can either be a husband and wife. It could be children. It could be friends. It could be a workplace. You know, you can leave a job and go on to something that is greater. All consists of consciousness. Because if we are not in the same consciousness, our attitudes and our behavior, everything that we think about, it just changes. And sometimes, or most of the times, we become sad because, and that makes you realize that you were dependent. You know why we become sad when others leave our world? Because we were so attached to them. And some of us, we were so dependent, you know, depending on this person. If I don't speak to her, then 3 times a day, then it's not my friend. And if I don't tell her all my burdens, which I'll hear the next week through another source, then this is not my friend. You are so wrong. So, our rich consciousness will bring its own to us. It will pour its abundance in your life. For as your consciousness change, your friends change, your attitude change. You know, have you ever gotten up one morning and just feel like, I don't know what's taking place, but you're the type of person who just put yourself together, look fabulous, I mean, dress to the 99, and you're on your way. And then suddenly, during the course of the day, everything, you're bouncy back again, and you're feeling you're on a high, on a great high, absolutely nothing to drink, nor to smoke, but you are just feeling great. This is what happens when you are going through a change of consciousness. You suddenly realize that I can conquer the world, that I am rich. You suddenly decide that it's time for me to take an inventory of my home because, my God, I am thankful. Look at the richness around me. Some of us, our homes are so rich with what we've placed into it. You suddenly realize that you are living like a queen, that you're not in a shelter, that you're not rooming with a friend, that you're not staying with your mother again and can't afford your own home. You suddenly realize that you're very rich, and you open your closet and there it is, all these beautiful clothes, shoes to match the bags. You open your cupboards, your kitchen cupboards, and it's filled to capacity with everything that you desire to eat. And you look in your garage, and there your car is parked. How rich are you? Very rich indeed. But as human, we keep looking for more. We keep looking for more and more of the material things that do not make us happy. Our richness is the divine within us that relates to us every day. On that waking moment when we realize that we have the breath of God within us, when we realize that we are breathing and that our bodies are whole and pure and perfect, when we understand that there's no terminal illness, when we understand that our children are well, our families are well. Look at the richness that God keeps pouring into our lives. For you cannot count your own richness. You cannot say to yourself, well, you know, I have everything. Look at the extension of your richness, of what God has given to you. Now, as you continue to circulate this richness within your mind, within your being, it will lead you along the paths to have more and more of the richness of God. It will allow you the kingdom first, and then you will be able to have all the material things that you desire. You will understand that as you're rich, and in this circulation of circulating your wealth, it will be done in a very meaningful manner. You will bless those who curse you. You definitely will. Because at that time, you will be in full control of yourself. You will know that everything that you circulate, everything that you give, every charitable thing that, you know, you're contributing to, that it is returning to you as you stretch your hands to do so. And, you know, I always say your best riches or the best way to give is out of your family. When you give out of family, you see, when we give in to our family, we are giving for as a commitment. But when we give out of our family, we are definitely exemplifying a selfless love, because there is no looking back and no return that is expected from those whom we give. So as you continue to be rich, you realize I am in full, complete control of all that I have. All that you have. You understand at that time that you're using the law of attraction. And that law of attraction that you have gained will never leave you. Things will become more and more easily for you. You will attain all that you desire in this effortless way. Because within your heart, there is that kindness, that love to give of anything. And it can be material things, it could be financial richness, it could be to do a good deed, it could be charitable richness, whatever it is, you realize at that moment that you have the capacity to receive the abundance of God's divine richness. And at this moment, I would like to welcome all my guests who are online. Can you say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Reverend Joyce Eastman, Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Rev. Thank you very much for being on Blog Talk Radio again. It's nice having you and hearing you once more. And to my next guest?
Daylan from New Jersey.
Hi, Daylan. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear you. Thank you for calling in. And to my next guest. Hello? To my next guest, please. Can you say where your name and where you're calling from? Well, apparently my next guest do not want to say hello. So we'll continue. At the time, it's now 6:55, and I would love you to relax where you are, take a deep breath as we go into our spiritual treatment, allowing yourself to be in this consciousness of divine wealth. So knowing and accepting today that I am an inlet and an outlet for divine riches to flow in and through my consciousness. Today I declare that I am a child of the universe, and I am clothed in God's righteousness, and I am entitled to all the rich, abundant wealth that God has in store for me. I accept at this moment that my consciousness is crystal clear, and I become the magnitude of my divine self by allowing myself to think the right things, knowing I am in charge of my own creative self. I accept the good that is there for me. I accept the abundance in life, and I rejoice in this knowingness that all is well and in divine order. And so be it. It cannot be otherwise. Now we have 2 minutes. If there's a question or anyone would like to comment, you
yes,
can
sir.
Do so right.
I'm commenting on the negative friends. Your negative friends have nothing good to tell you but negativity all the time. And that distorts your consciousness. But when you have your positive friends have something positive to tell you, something good to tell you, and that helps to uplift the spirit of God within you. And when you come to that conscious awareness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you ever so much, Reverend Eastman. And that is the truth. Now, next Tuesday, we will continue part 3 of If You Were Rich, What Would You Do? And How to Maintain a Rich Attitude and Keep It, by giving you the steps to maintain these riches and how to acquire it. At this moment, I want to thank each and every one of you for being on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. God bless you, and I look forward to hearing you next Tuesday at the same time. Have a blessed and prosperous week. And I'll say bye for now. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, and God bless you too.
God bless you too, Rev.
God bless you, Rev.
Thank you. Bye-bye.